Support for Where You Eat with Ian McNulty comes from the Sazerac House, featuring tours, tasting, and traditions, located at the corner of Canal and Magazine. The Sazerac House is dedicated to celebrating New Orleans culture and everything that inspires it. More information at sazerachouse.com.
I love griots and grits, and I love biscuits and gravy. To me, the aroma of sizzling bacon mixing with brewing coffee smells like victory. But sometimes, what I really need is a breakfast that doesn't make me want to slouch back to bed. Lately, it's become much easier to find a morning meal that fits that bill, even in New Orleans. Now the comfort food quotient of breakfast is off the charts. It's the meal least receptive to trends. But even breakfast is starting to see some new styles. Lighter, fresher, often meatless, sometimes vegan. Sometimes frou-frou? Yeah, well, okay, sure. But I've developed a periodic craving for this all the same. It's for those times when I want something restorative, dare I say, virtuous on the plate. Yes, I've had the roasted carrot yogurt at Molly's Rise and Shine, and at High Vault, the bowl of eggs with greens and quinoa they call the Aussie. I've had fancy granola teeming with fruit at Pagoda Cafe, and breakfast tacos at La Mara with nothing more indulgent in them than avocado crema. I've ordered one breakfast bowl at the Daily Beat often enough now that the counter man has patiently coached me on pronouncing its key ingredient, that wondrous Brazilian berry, acai. I go a little Cajun with the pronunciation to help me remember it. Anyway, it's about balance. If eating well across the city has taught me one thing, it's that the ledger must be righted at some point. This is the time of year to try, at least, and maybe play catch-up. We are in one of the small windows of the New Orleans calendar between celebrations. The holidays are packed away, football's done, we've had the first rush of king cakes, but the parade parties are still a ways off. Essentially, if you can't eat a little lighter now, and at breakfast no less, you never will. Now pass me the chia seed pudding, and don't you dare pour me any decaf. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
Good morning, New Orleans.
Good morning, New Orleans.
We love you, New Orleans.
We love you, New Orleans.
It's such a lovely thing to love New Orleans.